this is Raina Says, and I want to talk to you guys about taking risks. And this is a car ride event, so as you know, if you hear something in the background, don't be all freaked out. It's just a car ride. So with that being said, when it comes to risks, I've been thinking about my businesses, and they're doing well, actually. However, I'm also thinking about if they stop doing so well, and things stop going so well. And I think a lot of us are always scared of failure. You know, we're scared that something might not go the way we planned, something be as successful as we wanted. And I think that sometimes we don't even jump out there and try things because we're scared of the potential failure. So I've been thinking about this long and hard, and I thought about it, and I said, you know what, girl? I'd rather know that I tried everything and failed than I never tried at all. And I think that's like a saying or something, I don't know, but it just is the truth. It really is true. I'm driving past all these small businesses that may or may not be open next year or 5 years or 10 years or 20 years from now. And does that mean that they failed? No, I mean, they did something that most people are always just too scared to do. And we're always worried about what people think. We're worried like, damn, that didn't last. And people put their own insecurities on you. Like, see, told you, damn, you put all that money into that and it didn't even work out for you. And I can still see success in failure. I can still see that regardless of something lasting forever or doing well, you still tried. You still gave it your all. You still said, you know what, no matter what, I gave it a shot. May not have worked out the way I planned, but I did more than you. And that's the point of not just small businesses, just risks in general. Trying, giving something your all. For example, I have tattoos, right? And with my tattoos, I remember I've got initials, the Guam flag on me. I have the Africa continent on me. I have this sign in Chinese that says strengthen ambition. I remember, this is the funniest part, I remember I got the strengthen ambition in Chinese lettering specifically because at that time, my mother had told us we had Chinese in us. Like, you know, we had a great grandfather that was from the Chinese railroad that got with my grandmother or whatever. And of course not with DNA testing, found out that's not true. Do I regret getting a tattoo that says strength and ambition at 18 in Chinese lettering? Hell no. Do I regret the initials that I got of like the loves of my life? No, absolutely not. Because at that moment, in that time, I really believed it and I really believed in it. And I don't regret things like that. I don't regret starting this business, Raina Ray Apparel. I don't regret starting Vegan Bay. I don't regret picking up and changing careers. I remember when I changed my career from higher education to banking. I took a huge pay cut. It was very hard, you know. It was scary. Like, I got bills to pay, but it's worth it to try something new. And I was able to get promoted, and I don't even know if I'm the best person for the job sometimes, but I still have it. I still tried. And sometimes that's all it takes. You don't have to be the best and the most amazing at something to try. Even if someone's better than you, you still did more than the average person. So when it comes to taking risks, jump out there. We only have one life to live. One thing I will never want is to be 80 years old wishing I had tried something, wishing I had done something. With that being said, there's a lot of things that I want to do. A lot of people make fun of me. They're like, girl, you definitely a Caribbean because you do everything, you know. I've done so much of my life, and I don't regret any of it. Other things I want to do, I want to live abroad. I want to go live overseas. I want to live in a different country for a year or two. I want to move around. I want to see the world. I want to be able to work from home and work straight from a laptop. You know, I want to explore my life and see what things I can do with it. And if it doesn't work out, I'm okay with it.